And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge. And
needless to say, we've had no correct answers so far. Right, bang on 11:30, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. Joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants, who gets consistently high scores. Say good morning to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Morning, Dave.
I put you under pressure now, haven't I, saying consistently high scores?
You have.
Right, so got anything exciting planned for the rest of this Sunday, then?
Only a bit of gardening.
Oh, joy.
Lawn.
Right. Got to be done, hasn't it?
It has.
Are you somebody that enjoys gardening, or is it just a bit of a chore, like dusting the house?
It's a bit of a chore.
Yeah. The great thing, the annoying thing, I should say, about gardening is you spend a whole afternoon out there and it looks brilliant, and a few days later, it all needs doing again.
Yeah.
That's life,
yeah.
Isn't it? Right, okay, use your reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on.
Okay?
Good luck, and here they come. Queen recorded the soundtrack for which science fiction film?
Flash Gordon.
Which country singer once said, "It costs a lot to make me look so cheap"?
Dolly Parton.
In which decade was Tom Jones born?
The 40s.
Who appeared with Tom Jones on his 1988 hit Kiss?
Oh, Stereophonics.
Whose first number one album was called Aladdin Sane?
David Bowie.
And which singer had a hit with David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World?
Lulu.
Which American singer-songwriter wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane?
John Denver.
Who wrote The Byrds' 1965 number one, Mr. Tambourine Man?
Bob Dylan.
Whose first hit in 1972 was Meet Me on the Corner?
Lindisfarne.
Both Sides Now was a hit in 1970 for Judy who?
Collins.
And Homeward Bound was the first UK top 10 for which American duo?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Whose first solo number one was One Day in Your Life?
Michael Jackson.
And which song has been a bestseller every year since 1942 in America?
White Christmas.
Right, another impressive round there. I think you've done pretty well. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. And you didn't pass on any questions at all. And on this occasion, you got 12 questions right. Well done.
It was the Art of Noise with Tom Jones.
It was indeed, yes, yeah. Because he did do another hit with it. In fact, he did a whole album, didn't he, with duets with other people.
Wasn't it called Reloaded?
It was indeed. And the reason I know that, there's a fascinating programme on Sky Arts at the moment where Mark Knopfler interviews Tom Jones and talks about his career.
Yeah.
And in particular, all the time he spent with Elvis Presley. And he mentioned that album, which was a big hit from in the 90s.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
12 out of 13. Very, very good. Thanks for taking part. We'll won't keep you any longer. We'll let you go and do the garden, and we'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time.
Okay, cheers, Dave.
Good to talk to you, Kev. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:31, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz. If you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Kevin Jeffries get one of his consistently high scores, 12 out of 13, with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. And say good afternoon to another one of our regular contestants. Hi to Lindsay Davis. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Dave. I didn't hear Kevin on round one, so well done, Kev.
Indeed, and I deliberately didn't tell you what his score was because I thought you might cry off and say, I'll do it next week. So I know you'll give it your best shot anyway.
Yes.
Right, now what have you been up to? I know you've not been well recently, so hopefully you're feeling better now.
Yes, I am. Not much, just working hard.
All right.
Yeah.
And no holidays or anything exciting to look forward to at the moment?
No, not yet, but I am considering looking at some. I need one.
Right, definitely. Indeed. And if money was no object, if you could go anywhere in the world and it wouldn't matter how much it would cost to go there, what would be your destination, do you reckon?
Ooh. Australia.
Yeah, that would be great. The only thing that puts me off going there is that the long flight. I've flown as far as Singapore in the past, and that was long enough. The thought of being on a plane for 12 hours fills me with horror these days.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Okay, then. Well, you know how this works. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I'll have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. The Locomotion was originally a hit for a 17-year-old singer called Little Who?
Eva.
Whose debut single in 1988 was I Think We're Alone Now?
Tiffany.
Who had a double A-side with Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel?
Elvis Presley.
Complete the title of this America hit from 1971, A Horse With...
No Name.
Which singer has had more albums in the American charts than any other? Worth a guess?
Elvis Presley.
Which song begins Trailer for Sale or Rent, Rooms to Let 50 Cents?
Pass.
Which PTA did Jenny C. Reilly sing about in 1968?
Pass.
Who wrote the song By the Time I Get to Phoenix?
Elton John.
In which decade did Status Quo have their first hit in the UK?
60s.
And one more. In which year did the original Live Aid concert take place in Britain? The original. 1985. You're going to go further. Hey, I think you've done quite well there, actually. You certainly got off to a good start, but you struggled a bit in the middle with some questions
that were
before your time. Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. You passed on 2 questions, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions right. So I'm guessing that's probably one of your best scores, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Fantastic. Yeah.
I get nervous. So last time I ended up passing on questions I knew the answers to, but I just couldn't answer them quick enough.
That's right. Well, we've all been there, and I think, as I've said on many occasions in the past, if you get the first couple of questions right, it does help. Whereas if you slip on those, it does make it difficult for the rest. Anyway, let's go through the ones that you passed on and the ones you got wrong. First of all, which song begins Trailer for Sale or Rent, Rooms to Let 50 Cents? That goes back to the 60s, and it was King of the Road.
Of course it was. I was trying to get to the chorus. I mean, clearly wasn't.
Yeah. So you are familiar with the song anyway?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And the next one, which PTA did Jenny C. Reilly sing about in 1968? That was the Harper Valley PTA.
That's
a country song, but well worth listening to. And the other one, which I think was probably the most difficult question of all, who wrote the song By the Time I Get to Phoenix, which has been recorded by loads of people, including, of course, Glen Campbell, but it was actually written by Jim Webb.
Which you didn't know, but
you can hold your head up high, because although you've not beaten Kev, nobody ever does.
I would never do that.
7 out of 10 is a brilliant score, so thanks for taking part, and we'll talk to you again in a month's time when you might have booked a holiday by then.
Hopefully.
Okay, thanks, Lindsay.
Bye-bye, Dave.
Bye-bye now. Bye.